session, Prairie Public's weekly revealing playful update on the activities of the 69th legislative session in North Dakota. I'm Eric Etheridge.
And I'm Ann Olquist.
So, Ann, the legislature kicked off, as it always does, with the governor's State of the State address. And I gotta say, I find it kind of odd because Governor Kelly Armstrong, he hasn't even been governor for a month. He was sworn in December 15th, and now he's given a State of the State. What on earth would he have to talk about in that short of a time?
So the way I think about the governor's State of the State, however long or little they've been in office, it's a stage. It's a way to get the message out. I mean, the entire press corps was there. You know, we are the megaphones for state government, you know, for whatever the debate is. We're part of civic infrastructure in North Dakota. So it gave Governor Armstrong the chance to talk about his number one priority.
Property taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Providing real property tax relief and real reform must be number one on our agenda.
That's Governor Armstrong delivering his State of the State address on January 7th. And right out of the gate,
recognizing the frustration of our constituents and using the expertise and background of our legislators, we are offering the most aggressive, durable, and responsible property tax plan that has ever been proposed.
And I remember there was a certain ballot initiative back in November.
Ballot measure 4.
Right. And if it had passed, it would have eliminated property taxes in North Dakota, essentially.
It didn't pass, but it was a wake-up call to the legislature to address it. And it is the number one issue you'll hear people complain about locally.
So in the last session, there was a $500 tax credit. Now, I imagine that's got to be part of this reform.
Yes, and that would increase to $1,550. Remember that number.
Okay.
In smaller towns and cities, that will cover most, if not all, of a property tax bill. And it will increase to $2,000 in the next biennium because what Governor Armstrong proposed was a package over time that gradually pays for more property taxes.
And wasn't that the whole point of the ballot measure, to provide relief from paying property taxes by having the state government pay for it?
That's a great question. And there is a difference. The difference is in how it's being approached. The ballot measure would have taken away the ability of local governments to levy property taxes. Governor Armstrong didn't propose that, but he did propose a 3% cap on property tax budgets.
I think I know what that means, but help me out.
So let's say you give your kid an allowance, you probably do, but only, and for the sake of simplicity, you tell Francis, 10% can only be used on candy. So 10% of 100 is $10. So only $10 can be used on candy.
She'd like that.
You've capped part of the money for a specific purpose because you want her to be responsible, and you probably are thinking it'll help prevent cavities.
Well, it sounds like a lot of candy, but I get your point. And I'm still telling, in this scenario, Frances how much money she could spend on candy. Isn't that kind of akin to what Bismarck is telling local jurisdictions to do?
So I called up Tom Ross. He's the mayor of Minot to get his take, and he was very much opposed to ballot measure 4.
I don't want to give my checkbook to you. I don't want to give my checkbook to you to run my household. So as a mayor, I don't want to give my checkbook to Bismarck.
But he likes what he heard from the governor's proposal. He compared the cap of property tax budgets to how he budgets for going shopping at the farmer's market.
On Saturday mornings in the summertime, I go to the farmer's market. I have $50 in my pocket to spend at the farmer's market. If I walk away only spending 20, I got 30 left for something, right? So I can put it back in savings. And that was always kind of my philosophy when it comes to property tax.
And it's not only mayors or local elected leaders. I read in the Fargo Forum that the new Assistant State Senate Minority Leader Joshua Boucher described this property relief proposal as, and this sort of stopped me in my tracks, progressive.
Governor Armstrong's proposal will allow folks who are paying less property tax to have their full bill paid quicker than, for instance, mine, where I'm paying probably about the average of what most North Dakotans are paying. And so I just love that as we look to increase not just the primary residence tax credit to $1,500, that as we grow that number in the ongoing bienniums, that number will take care of folks at the bottom first. So everyone will get the same amount. It's just those of us that pay more, it'll take a few years till our full property taxes would be covered under his plan.
So it seems like the governor's proposal is winning friends around the state and across the aisle. What's next?
So there are 50 bills, or over 50 bills, addressing property taxes in the hopper in Bismarck. That question about how much local governments can spend, that 3% cap, that's going to get bandied about back and forth. In fact, right. There's a hearing coming up pretty fast. But the other piece that will be heavily debated in the governor's proposal is leaning on the legacy fund.
And I thought that that was kind of a way of thinking that I haven't seen or heard in a while out of Bismarck. So very quickly, the Legacy Fund, if you don't know about it, it was created in response to the oil boom, a sort of rainy day fund. In fact, it's sometimes called that. But when it comes on how to spend it, there's been lots of argument about that. A proposal back in 2021 about using the Legacy Fund to provide relief from property taxes, well, it got defeated.
And that debate over how to use the legacy fund will color the 69th legislative session.
So we are going to close out our first episode of In Session with three numbers. Ian, what's first on your list?
Well, the first number I wanted to throw out there is $19.5 billion. So that was the entire budget for North Dakota in the last biennium. This is for schools, for roads, first responders, folks who manage our state parks, other administrative offices. And I just wanted to put that number right up at front so people get a sense of how much money it takes to run our wonderful state.
What's your next number?
So in the spirit of property taxes, our theme here, my next number is 1,567, and that's dollars. That's the per capita property tax collection in North Dakota, according to the Tax Foundation.
Now, that's about the same amount that Governor Armstrong has proposed for a tax credit.
Exactly, $1,550. And I can't imagine that there's not some correlation there.
So what's your last number, Ann?
Sticking with the property tax theme, my last number is 3% in this case, and that's the cap that Governor Armstrong is proposing on property tax budgets for local governments, and that's the number to follow that we're going to be following over the next 80 days as legislators wait for it.
In session?
And we'll be watching.
Thank you for checking out In Session, Prairie Public's short, revealing, playful podcast about the 69th legislative session. We will be back next week. And Anne, what do you see in your crystal ball?
I definitely see us talking about how tax dollars are going to be spent on homeschools and charter schools. And we are going to do an explainer on the legacy fund because of the other piece of the property tax relief legislation that is complicated, but we'll break it down for you.
Lots to gnaw on. We'll see you on the next one.